This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July the 4th. I am Marilyn West, and this is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Today, it's Alice in Wonderland Day. It's a day inspired by one of the most imaginative stories ever written. At first glance, it seems like a child's tale, filled with talking cats and tea parties and curious adventures. But beneath the whimsy are lessons that can help us navigate our own lives. Alice suddenly finds herself dropped into the rabbit hole, into a strange and unfamiliar world. Nothing works quite the same way she expects. The rules seem different. The people she meets are puzzling. The path forward is anything but clear. Does that sound familiar? Because life often does that to us. A job changes, a relationship shifts, a health challenge appears, retirement arrives, children grow up. Our plans, well, they unravel sometimes, and we find ourselves standing in unfamiliar territory, wondering what comes next. One lesson from Alice's adventure is that flexibility matters. Trees that bend in the wind survive storms that can break rigid branches. And the same, well, that's true for us. When life takes us in an unexpected turn, our ability to adapt often determines whether we thrive or we struggle. Alice also teaches us the value of curiosity. When Alice spotted the white rabbit, she followed it down that rabbit hole without knowing where it could lead. Curiosity opened the door to possibility. But curiosity can also lead us somewhere we never intended to go. Before we leave Wonderland, there's another image we should consider, because that story still resonates today. The Red Queen's race. In her world, you have to run as fast as you can just to stay in the same place. And coincidentally, tomorrow is Workaholics Day. And when we think about those two observances together, then a different image comes to mind. How many of us have followed our own version of the white rabbit straight down that rabbit hole of work? The white rabbit may be a growing business, a demanding career, financial responsibilities, family obligations, or simply a never-ending to-do list. And we tell ourselves, we'll just work a little harder, a little longer, and then we'll slow down. Yet somehow the finish line keeps moving. Like Alice in Wonderland, we enter a world where time behaves strangely. We sit down to answer one small email, and suddenly hours have disappeared. We run faster and faster, much like the Red Queen's race, only to feel as though we're staying in exactly the same place. And while our professional lives expand, our personal lives sometimes begin to shrink. We miss family dinners. We postpone vacations. We put friendships on hold. We ignore our need for rest. We wear exhaustion like a badge of honor and convince ourselves it's only temporary. But there is a cost. The very life we're working so hard to build can slowly slip past us while we're busy making plans for someday. We're thinking about all of this, and it reminds me of my dad, Oscar. Many of you have heard me tell this story before, but on a day when we're talking about curiosity, adaptability, and finding our own path, my dad's story feels especially appropriate. My father definitely lived his life on his own terms. He suffered greatly during the Second World War, and he lost his entire family. When transportation finally became available, my parents boarded a ship with me in one hand and a suitcase in the other and came to Canada, a country they knew little about. In many ways, that journey was its own trip down their rabbit hole. They were leaving everything familiar behind and stepping into a completely new, unknown world. Like many immigrants who arrived after the war, my father was expected to fulfill a work contract and repay the cost of his passage to Canada. And he tried to do that. He went to work at Tip Top Tailors. The problem was that he had never sewn a day in his life. The work was difficult. The factory was hot. And he tried and tried. But one day he put a needle right through his thumb. Instead of receiving help and encouragement, he was criticized by a supervisor. And my dad had had enough. He walked out. When he got home, my mother was terrified. She worried that if he didn't complete his contract, we could be sent back to Poland. And after everything they had survived, that was a terribly frightening possibility. But my father, he saw another path. In the little suitcase he had brought from Europe were a few items he could sell. They included stopwatches and straight razors, which were in great demand at the time. Since my dad didn't speak English yet, he had someone write a note explaining that he spoke six other languages. He pinned the note to his chest, loaded the merchandise into my baby carriage, and walked from Shaw Street and College all the way to New Toronto, where many immigrants spoke the languages that he knew. My dad went door to door. One by one, he sold every item, and then he found more items to sell. He built a relationship. He built a clientele. He paid his debt. We weren't sent back to Poland. And my dad and my family never looked back. Although my father had no formal education and spoke no English when he arrived in Canada, he spoke six other languages and possessed a natural entrepreneurial spirit. Those gifts helped him land on his feet after his own journey into the unknown, down that rabbit hole. And that became the foundation for the business that my dad built here in Canada. That simple decision became the beginning of my dad's business career. Instead of accepting the expected route, he found another way. He left that factory. He adapted, he stayed curious, and he created a path where none seemed to exist. But he also understood something equally important. And as his business grew, he worked hard. Very, very hard. Yet somehow, he still found ways to include our family. My sister and I, and sometimes my mom, would sometimes travel with him to visit customers. What could have been just another workday became an adventure. We stopped for picnics, explored new places, and created memories together. My dad had found a way to blend hard work and a life. Years later, those memories are what remain most vivid. It wasn't about the sales or the long days. It was about the memories. So today, when we're facing unexpected twists and turns and wondering what comes next and pursuing a dream others think is impossible or simply trying to find a more balance in our life, perhaps there's a little wisdom to be found in both Wonderland and Workaholic's Day. Let's stay curious. Let's know where we want to go. Let's be flexible when life changes direction. Yes, let's work hard, but let's not forget to make time for people and experiences that make life worth living. And speaking of living life well, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you today. We'll get health tips from Dr. Betty Rosendahl and Dr. Vivian Brown. We'll talk hearing aids with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and speak with Christine, the health coach. We'll learn how to create a more balanced life from Michelle of Psychotherapy for You. Talk relationships with our matchmaker, Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. Collins. Get a real estate tip for property north of Toronto from Melanie Martin and learn more about accessibility with Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And of course, I'll gladly be your wardrobe doctor. And in a moment, after one important message about organ donation, we'll talk with Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, to help us plan for our financial well-being, Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. Good morning, Kevin, and what do you have for us today?
Good morning, Marilyn. Good morning to your listeners. Today, I'm going to talk about scams, spam, and financial security. A part of this is generated from a story that one of my clients gave me, where she was scammed out of $6,000. And it took her months to get it back because it involved her debit card as opposed to a credit card. And the credit card, you're insured against fraud. Your debit card, you're not. And it's something that I think a lot of seniors are having to deal with. So scam, spam, and financial crimes are highly organized and increasingly rely on artificial intelligence to manipulate their victims. To protect yourself, always verify unexpected requests for money or sensitive information, as legitimate organizations and government agencies will never demand immediate payment via cryptocurrency, wire transfers, or gift cards. There are some common threats and warning signs. So there's AI-generated phishing. Yeah, it's exactly that. They're throwing a line in the water and seeing if something comes across. Scammers use AI to craft highly realistic emails and text messages that imitate banks or government services. They'll frequently use urgency and threats, demanding immediate payment or using threatening language to induce panic. They might have malicious links that are attached to an email. So if they'll send suspicious links requesting clicks to recover or release funds. Or they'll do investment fraud, promises of high guaranteed returns with zero risk. Don't click on emails with attachments from people you don't know, or even if it's an email that comes from a friend and there's nothing else other than a link, don't touch it. There's some actionable defense strategies that you can use. So verify directly. Never click links in unexpected messages. Contact your financial institution or government services directly using the phone number on the back of your credit card or their official website. Use multi-factor authentication on all banking, email, and social media accounts. This is where you will put in your password and your ID, and they will then send you a note either to your email or to your cell phone, and they will give you a code number that you will enter. Protect personal data. Never share your social insurance number or passwords via text or email, or don't send somebody your driver's license or any other, like a health card. Don't send any of that through any kind of email. That's an invitation to be ripped off. Monitor your statements. Regularly review your bank and credit card statements for any unauthorized or unusual transactions, and pick up the phone and call the financial institutions and find out exactly what these things are. So what happens if you have a problem? If you lost money, immediately contact your bank to freeze your accounts, report the crime to your local police, and file a report with the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre or call 1-888-495-8501. If you did not lose money, you should still report the suspicious message or scam to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Centre so they can track the threat. If personal information was compromised, contact credit bureaus like Equifax or TransUnion to place a fraud alert on your credit file. Lastly, one thing I've done with my clients is to act as a gatekeeper. I ask them to go through me for any requests for lump sum requests for cash. If they send me an email, I call them to verify that is in fact them making the request. Verifying directly with you is vital in protecting your money from criminals. Stay safe, everyone.
Well, Kevin, you're an enabler and now you're a gatekeeper. Anyone listening who wants to learn about how to invest and have peace of mind, remember Kevin Giffen of Full Circle Financial. He'll be your gatekeeper and your enabler. One phone number, ask your questions, get your answers, because you don't know what you don't know. 416-708-6229. That's 416-708-6229. Or email ineedhelp@fullcirclefinancial.ca. Kevin, thanks for all that good information.
You're welcome, Marilyn, to your listeners. Have a great weekend.
We trip and hurt our toe and we run to the doctor. But there are other issues in our life that we don't talk about. It's our mental health. And up to now, I haven't had anyone that I could ask questions and get reasonable answers from. But today, I'm happy to introduce Clinical Director Michelle Strazzeri of Psychotherapy for You. And she's going to help us week to week build our best life from the comfort of our homes. And we're going to find balance with her help as well. So good morning and welcome to From a Woman's Perspective, Michelle.
Good morning, Marilyn. Thanks so much for having me. I'm excited to be here. So hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today, I'd like to talk about something that many of us quietly struggle with, but we don't often discuss openly, adult friendships and why they can become surprisingly difficult to maintain. As children, friendships often happened naturally. We saw the same classmates every day, played together after school, and we had long stretches of unstructured time. In our 20s, we might have had coworkers, roommates, or young families that created opportunities for connection. But as we move into our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond, friendship can become much more complicated. Life simply becomes fuller. Careers become more demanding. Children need our attention. Aging parents may require caregiving. Partners have needs. And many women carry what we call the mental load. So that's remembering birthdays, scheduling appointments, organizing holidays, keeping households running. And by the end of the day, there might be very little energy left to nurture our friendships. We also begin to change as people. Sometimes we grow in different directions from friends we've known for years. One person may be focused on health and personal growth, while another prefers that things remain the way they were. Some friendships deepen during difficult times, while others may drift apart. Another challenge is that making new friends as adults can feel vulnerable. Many people tell me that they worry about appearing needy, being rejected, or intruding on someone else's busy life. We often wait for others to reach out, assuming maybe that they're too busy, when in reality, they might be hoping that we'll make the first move. Social media can also create the illusion that everyone else has a close-knit group of friends and a full social calendar. The truth is that many adults report feeling lonely at times, even when surrounded by family or online connections. So what do we do about it? First, I encourage people to rethink friendship expectations. Not every friend needs to be a best friend. Some people are wonderful walking companions. Some people we enjoy having coffee with every few months. And others are those that we can call in a crisis. Different friendships can serve different purposes. Second, be willing to initiate. Send the text. Suggest the coffee date. Invite someone for a walk. If they're unavailable, try not to interpret that as rejection. Most adults are juggling many competing responsibilities.
Third, focus on consistency rather than frequently. A meaningful connection doesn't necessarily require weekly lunches. Sometimes a monthly check-in, a quick phone call, or sharing a funny photo can help maintain closeness over time. And finally, give yourself permission to grieve friendships that have changed or ended. Not every friendship is meant to last forever. Some people walk alongside us for a season, teach us something important, and then our paths naturally diverge. Friendships are not just pleasant additions to our lives. Research consistently shows that meaningful social connections contribute to better mental health, lower stress, greater resilience, and even improved physical health. So if you've been feeling lonely or noticing that your social circle has become smaller, please know that you're not alone. Adult friendships often require more intention, but they are absolutely worth the effort. So now, if you have a question you'd like me to answer on the show, or if there's a topic you'd like to hear more about, I'd really love to hear from you. Your questions help me better understand what matters most to you, and they guide our future conversations. You can email me at questions@psychotherapyforyou.ca. That's Q-E-S-T-I-O-N-S at P-S-Y-C-H-O-T-H-E-R-A-P-Y-F-O-R-Y-O-U.ca. And I'll do my best to address your questions in upcoming episodes. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you, Michelle. It's definitely difficult to make friends in your later years. I found that because I've restructured my life, and I'm so happy that we have someone to go to if we're having problems with our mental health and our life. Psychotherapy for You. It's Michelle Strazzeri. And Michelle, thank you for offering to answer questions on the air and getting them from our listeners. That's questions@psychotherapyforyou.ca. And Michelle, will you offer complimentary consultations as well?
Absolutely, Marilyn. We certainly do offer free consultations. And for consultations, the email is a little different. It's contact@psychotherapyforyou.ca. So contact@psychotherapyforyou.ca. Or you can call us at 289-205-3505.
So anyone listening, if you have questions for Michelle, simply email questions@psychotherapyforyou.ca. If you want a complimentary consultation, then take down the contact@psychotherapyforyou, or simply make a phone call, 289-205-3505. For the future weeks, we're going to learn how to build our best life from the comfort of our home using Psychotherapy for You. Thank you, Michelle, and I look forward to having a great exploration of mental health week to week with you.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship difficulties, grief, or you're simply feeling stuck, Psychotherapy for You is here for you online. Psychotherapy for You carefully matches you with a therapist best suited to your needs. Feel heard and empowered while learning coping strategies that can lead to meaningful change, all from the comfort of home. Reach out to psychotherapyforyou.ca. Professional online mental health services.
The Aerolux Folding Power Chair. How do you improve on great? By introducing Aerolux 2C. Next level comfort. Aerolux 2C has an adjustable footrest for shorter long legs, a seating width of 18 inches, ergonomic backrest so you can ride all day. Yet it's ultra lightweight. Anyone can lift it and stow it away. Arrange a test ride. Call Marilyn Weston at 416-546-1000. Great, meet greater. Aerolux 2C. New from Travel Buggy.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So for the next 2 weeks, I'm going to talk a little bit about some signs that our body is aging faster than it should. And this week, I'm going to talk about two specific areas, and next week, we'll cover the rest of it. So aging isn't just something we see in the mirror. It actually starts inside our cells, and it really starts long before we even notice almost anything else. We tend to think of aging as something visible, like our skin, for example, and maybe a few more lines around the eyes. But, you know, when we think of recovery that takes a day longer than it used to, or maybe our pants don't fit the same way, it's only part of the story. And the true signs of aging start really at the, what we call the cellular level. And they start, it starts quietly in years before anything shows up on the outside. And what makes it really exciting is, rather than discouraging, is when you understand what's actually happening, you can actually have some, you know, you can make some decisions in terms of how you're going to affect those changes. And so the first item that we're going to talk about is pain. And when we think of our body, if it feels more reactive than it used to be, that certainly could be a sign of aging. And the things that ache a little bit more, old injuries seem to come up. It takes longer to feel okay after exercise. And this is one of the earliest and most overlooked signs of biological aging. And as the body ages, the nervous system gradually becomes more sensitive, and the pain signals fire more easily, and the body's natural ability to dampen these signals become less efficient. And a big part of it comes down to something called the mitochondria. These are tiny structures in every cell that produce energy. So the chronic low-level pain and increased sensitivity, it's sometimes not necessarily something we need to push through, but it's signals worth investigating. And supporting that mitochondria health through naturopathic treatments, for example, nutrition, targeted movement, and key nutrients is one of the most effective places to start. The second item is their skin, of course. It's one of the most honest reflections of our health. And again, the key mechanism here is every time the cell divides, a protective cap ends on the end of our DNA called the telomere. And this gets a little bit shorter. And oxidative stress, when we think of things like sun exposure, poor sleep, and chronic stress, that actually increases oxidative stress and speeds up the whole process. And, you know, skin quality is actually a really useful marker in functional medicine or naturopathic medicine. It gives us a visible window into our antioxidant capacity. It gives us an idea about our inflammation, our hormonal health, and even our gut health all at once. So from a naturopathic perspective, it's really the main thing is that we can do things about it, certainly early on, but it's never too late to start. So if people have any questions, they're interested in looking at anti-aging from a naturopathic perspective, they can give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you want to get to the root of the problem and deal with it naturally, call Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001. Thanks, Dr. Betty, and look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, to help assure us that we won't miss the important sounds we hear in our life, Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto is here. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. Did you know that one of my favorite questions is actually very simple? How do you know? It's such a small question, but I think it might be one of the most important questions that we can ask ourselves. Because every single day we make decisions based on what we think is true. We connect the dots, we draw conclusions, and most of the time we never stop long enough to ask ourselves, how do I actually know that? I actually ask this question almost every single day in the clinic. Someone will come in and say, my hearing is getting worse. Now, sometimes that's exactly what's happening, but my first thought is usually, how do you know? My questions would be, has your hearing actually changed? Have your hearing aids been checked recently? Is there wax in your ears? Perhaps there's a blockage in the hearing aids. I remember meeting a gentleman who arrived convinced that he needed new hearing aids. And he was already prepared to put himself through that expense. But after we evaluated everything, we discovered that his hearing aids weren't worn out at all. They just simply needed to be cleaned, adjusted, and reprogrammed. And so a little attention made a remarkable difference. He walked out hearing dramatically better than when he came in, and he didn't need to replace his hearing aids. Now, that might not always be the outcome, and sometimes new hearing aids really are the right choice. The lesson is that he almost made a major decision based on an assumption instead of evidence. And so we know assumptions can be expensive, and yes, they can even cost us our hearing. So perhaps today, before making a decision, ask yourself one simple question. How do I know? Because sometimes what we think is the end of the story turns out to be the beginning of a much better one.
Anyone listening who wants to know about their hearing, give Edmund Ivazian a call. You'll have a complimentary checkup for your ears, and you can have a conversation about your hearing aids. 416-754-4327. That's 416-754-4327. How do you know? Ask Edmund. Thanks, Edmund.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Tired of waiting for a prince or princess charming to come to your door? Tired of people fixing you up with people who really aren't a match? Well, no need to be tired anymore, because Linda Miller is a matchmaker extraordinaire, and she's Cupid, and she can be on your team. She's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, you know, I always think to myself, I think I've heard everything. And one of the great things about having the job I have is sometimes people bring new insight into what I do. And I was registering a guy the other day, and he's, I would say, a very desirable match. He's a doctor, retired doctor, and he's done a little dating since his wife passed away. And he said, you know, Linda, one of the things I've learned is when you meet someone on a date, you're really not meeting them. You're meeting their representative. And their representative showing up probably for the first 6 or 8 months. And I thought that was so funny because it's true. We're all on our best behavior when we're dating. We're trying to be the person that the person that you're dating and want to be with is looking for. So sometimes we don't always come out with exactly who we are. And I think his point was well taken. So when you come to a matchmaking service, and I'm sure this is one of the reasons why he was coming to me, is he was looking for very specifically curated matches. He didn't want to waste his time. He didn't want to be with someone who wasn't able to be at the life stage he was at, so able to travel, for instance. So kids that were pretty much grown and launched. He wanted someone who liked the activities that he liked, who was a bit of a foodie. He was a bit of a foodie, so that was important to him. And so sometimes people come to you, and they know darn well the people they're going to be meeting are on their best behavior, but they still are, they're expecting you to curate those matches, expecting you to dig a little deeper than they can on a first or second or third date, find out about them, make sure they're not wasting a lot of time. And this is certainly a gentleman that has a busy life. He's got a happy life, but he really is just missing that one component. And he doesn't want to spend a lot of time doing online dating or having his profile all over the place. It's very private, and that's one of the reasons he was coming to us and using us.
Well, many people prefer the meat and potatoes of a meal than many appetizers and desserts. And it comes to meats and potatoes when you're meeting people. If you want to meet the right person, then explore the possibilities that a matchmaker can do for you. Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions. The office opens today at 10 o'clock. 1-877-334-9041 is the number. That's 1-877-334-9041. And your email or website?
MistyRiverIntros.com. You can book a consultation directly on our website, and that way you can pick the time that suits you.
Whether you call or you email, the information is free, and then you can decide if you're ready to meet someone new and have the help of an experienced and award-winning matchmaker. 1-877-334-9041. Thanks, Linda. Talk again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at MistyRiverIntros.com.
We can have dental care at home thanks to denture Suzanne Salga and her mobile clinic. It's a clinic on wheels, and she's here to tell us more. Good morning, Suzanne.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I wanted to share a happy story. And it was my patient, Barbara, and she said in a message to me, "You have no idea how happy I am being able to eat normally after more than a year. Thanks again. I'm so grateful." And the story with Barb is that she has gone to a clinic. She went to a dental clinic, and then they just couldn't get that specialty correct. So she had some issues, and then she's gotten three dentures prior to this, and she just didn't feel right. So with a quick adjustment, I was able to help her. And she was feeling so great that she said she forgot that she was eating her meal with her dentures. She felt like they were just her natural teeth. So dentures can be an effective solution for replacing missing teeth and helping to restore chewing function. It improved your confidence when smiling, chewing, and speaking. So even remember, partial dentures support and maintain the position of your remaining natural teeth. So whether you're replacing a single tooth or multiple teeth, dentures can play an important role in maintaining your oral health and comfort. And I also want to emphasize that my denture services are truly one of a kind, and they're few and far in between. I travel wherever I'm needed. For families dealing with cognitive impairment, mobility challenges, or advanced dementia, these services are a lifeline. So please reach out to me. I'd be happy to help you with your teeth, whether that's a reline, if you need an adjustment, if you've been dealing with soreness, maybe your dentures are loose or you're missing some new teeth. I'm happy to do same-day services. So if you just reach out to me, my number is 647-204-4478, or you can go to my website at dentureready.com, and I'm really easy to get a hold of, Marilyn. So when someone calls, I'm there to answer and answer any of their questions.
Thank you, Suzanne. 647-204-4478. Call Suzanne and get your answers to your questions and be happy with your dental care.
Suzanne Salka, she makes house calls, a licensed mobile denturist. Suzanne brings relief to denture wearers across southern Ontario whose biggest challenge is leaving home. Call Suzanne Salka, Compassionate Denture Care, wherever you are, 647-204-4478.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, one of Canada's top Women of Influence Award recipients, and author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, is here with us today. And Dr. Brown, welcome back. You opened a curiosity to our listeners. I had calls saying, now that we can get our shots at the pharmacy, what shots do we need if we're 70 or 72 or 65? Can you explain some of that now?
So, Marilyn, I'm happy to talk about immunization. And let me just start by saying some of the guidelines are age-related and some of the guidelines depend on your risk. And if your risk can be higher, even if you're younger, depending on what underlying diseases you have. So, for example, we recommend everybody 50 and older have the shingles shots. Those are two shots, 2 to 6 months apart. And Ontario will only pay for it if you're between 65 and 70. But it is recommended for everybody over the age of 50. If you have underlying autoimmune diseases, you actually are advised to take that shot, even if you're as young as 18. Because when you're younger, but if you have underlying risk, your risk for the disease is higher. When we look at pneumonia shots, that's generally advised at age 65, and that is paid for by Ontario for everybody over the age of 65. But if you have COPD or asthma or diabetes, you are advised to take a pneumonia shot at a much younger age. When we look at RSV vaccine, the vaccines are advised for 50 and older in or people at risk, 60 and older for other people, paid for in Ontario only if you're over the age of 75. So again, some of this is risk-related and some of this is age-related. But the big vaccines that you want to consider are the respiratory vaccines, a pneumonia vaccine, an RSV vaccine, flu and COVID, of course. And because shingles is a disease that can be so debilitating, we really do suggest by age 50, you consider getting immunized, even if you have to pay for it. You know, sometimes, Marilyn, people say, what's the cost of the vaccine? But I also want people to think about what is the cost of not being vaccinated? What is the risk you take for some of the complications from these very severe diseases?
Thank you for giving us some highlights on immunization. Anyone listening who wants useful advice and clear language and wants to take charge of their health, then remember the book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging by Dr. Vivian Brown. Local bookstores may have it or they'll order it in. Amazon will have it. DrVivianBrown.com, the website, you can order it. And if you want a signed copy for a gift for someone or even for yourself, give me a call, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Dr. Brown, thanks for giving us some highlights about the guidelines and risk factors about immunization. I look forward to hearing something new next week. Usually at this time, North Country real estate specialist Melanie Martin joins us with her deal of the week, but she's busy preparing for an open house that starts at 2 o'clock today. It's at 43 Olive Crescent in Orillia, and it's a waterfront condo and a wonderful deal. To learn more and to maybe arrange to visit Melanie today, give her a call at 705-725-6439. That's 705-725-6439. And we'll speak with Melanie again and get a new deal of the week next week.
In Broker Melanie Martin, you get extensive knowledge of any property north of the GTA, but especially waterfront properties. The only thing standing between you and your dream home is a dock and a phone call. 705-725-6439 or visit centralontariowaterfronts.com. Melanie Martin, right at home realty brokerage, like a duck to waterfront.
Now, I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. And today, Alice in Wonderland Day and Workaholics Day bring to mind a chapter in my own life. There was a time when I was divorced and working 7 days a week. My goal was simple: keep a roof over my son Jason's head and mine and hold on to our home. I worked constantly. I didn't have much of a social life. My time with my son was precious and I tried to make the most of it. I'd race home after work and whenever possible, I'd bring him to work with me. In many ways, I was running my own version of the Red Queen's race in Alice in Wonderland. I was working harder and harder just to stay in the same place. Fortunately, I'd learned something from my father. Work mattered, yes, but family mattered too. And then I met the man who would become my husband, Sam. And Sam taught me an important lesson. One winter, we planned a trip to Florida. As I packed, Sam looked at my wardrobe and said, "You don't have any casual clothes. You don't have any running shoes. So take an empty suitcase and we'll fill it with the things we need to have fun." I trusted him, so I packed an empty suitcase with just my essentials. When we arrived in Florida, we visited a strip of discount stores. We found colorful t-shirts with embroideries and embellishments, matching tights, comfortable running shoes, and a casual handbag. Of course, I got a swimsuit, it was Florida, and other pieces that fit a more relaxed lifestyle. I filled that suitcase, but what I really brought home wasn't clothing. I brought home a new way of living. I returned to Toronto with a suitcase full of things that brought me joy. Clothes that fit me, clothes that were comfortable, clothes that suited the hours of the day that I wasn't working. Those pieces represented something much bigger than just fashion. They represented the parts of my life that had been missing. Time for a walk, time for a baseball game, time for an afternoon in the park, time for a vacation, time for just having fun. Up until then, my wardrobe reflected my life. My closet was filled with business clothing. It was beautiful, lovely jackets and skirts and pants and dresses and high-heeled shoes. They served me well because my life revolved around work. And I enjoyed my work. I loved it. But Sam helped me discover balance. Suddenly, I had clothes that allowed me to run through a park with my son, attend a baseball game, enjoy a picnic, go for a walk, and simply have fun. My wardrobe expanded because my life expanded. Or perhaps more accurately, my wardrobe expanded because I had made room in my life to expand it. That's an important distinction. Balance doesn't just happen in our life. We have to make time for it. We have to decide that our lives will include more than work. When I returned home, something else changed. Not only did my personal wardrobe evolve, but so did the inventory in my store. I began adding more casual clothing, pieces people could live in, travel in, play in, and enjoy life in. I realized that fashion isn't only about dressing for work or special occasions. It's about dressing for the life you want to live. Looking back, I think that's one of the lessons Alice in Wonderland and Workaholics Day share. A good life isn't all work and no play. We all have responsibilities. We have commitments and obligations. We have bills to pay, people who depend on us, goals we want to achieve. But we also need room for fun, room for joy, for curiosity, and for adventure. We have to leave room for spontaneity. And sometimes making room for those experiences begins with something as simple as giving ourselves permission to live them. For me, it started with an empty suitcase, and for you, it may be something entirely different. But whatever form it takes, I hope that you make room for it, because a full life isn't built on work alone. There are many aspects to a full life. And if you enjoy this story, you'll probably enjoy my book, Marilyn West and the Wardrobe Doctor, more than just fashion. It's available directly from me, and I'd be glad to sign a copy for you. All you have to do is order it. It'll cost you just $20. And if you want some wardrobe advice, you'll get that as well. Just call me at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. I'd love to hear from you. And in a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll speak with Christine, the health coach, and Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility. And later, I'll close the show with a few thoughts about heading down that rabbit hole and finding your way back out again. I am Marilyn Weston, and please stay with us and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
We are all beings of meaning and community. We provide care at home, hospital, retirement, and long-term care homes. We focus on the social by providing free programs online or in person. Visit us at mosaichomecare.com.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good core strength and stability are a must for an aging body. Virtually every move your body makes in daily life starts with your core. It is a central linking point between the lower and the upper body. Core muscle strength and stability affect how we lift, reach, turn, and bend. If the core and the lower back muscles are allowed to deteriorate and weaken, just standing up straight will become a challenge, and the risk of having a fall goes through the roof. A weak core also leaves you with poor posture, lower back pain, and muscle injuries. So doing some simple core exercises will help you on the road to improve your balance, stability, and as you exercise for seniors, it is a must as the core is often the weakest link in our body. Among other things, it connects the top and the bottom of your body together and has a huge bearing on your posture and balance. Starting is what's stopping most people. So get started now. You don't have to do what I do. You just have to make sure that you do something. But it's also good to know just how far you can go at your age. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com, and get started on your core program. And while you're there at the website, subscribe to my newsletter. It's complimentary.
A complimentary newsletter, a consultation with Christine, one call gets you started. 416-809-4084. That's 416-809-4084. It's never too late to start. Thanks, Christine.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Whetston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit her website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Daniel Wiskin of Greater Toronto Accessibility is here. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And week after week, I talk about something called aging in place. And it's something that we're seeing more and more of, especially in 2026. People want to stay in the homes that they love the most. But the problem that I'm seeing is nobody is planning ahead. They're very reactive. They are waiting for an injury or a fall or something to happen to them before they make the simple changes to their home. And that's what Greater Toronto Accessibility specializes in. We can be proactive and give you the ideas before any injuries occur. And something as simple as in the bathroom, you're somebody that takes a bath every day or takes a shower every day, like the most of us, but you have no safety or no support to get in and out. We can add just a simple grab bar that doesn't even look like a grab bar these days. They actually look like they fit right into your decor. They're more like an accessory, and they hold 500 pounds of weight. You don't have to worry about slipping or falling. You can just grab on to that grab bar that will install for you. They come in several different colors, so you don't have to worry about what your bathroom looks like specifically. Or we can plan ahead. We can talk about redoing your entire shower, your entire bathroom from top to bottom and redesign it for you for the long term.
Thank you, Daniel. I have a towel bar that doubles as a grab bar. And when I injure my leg and I need an Epsom salt bath instead of a shower, I feel safe and able to get in and out of that tub.
We're so glad that we could have helped you, Marilyn. And just like Marilyn, we can help any of you looking to increase accessibility and safety in your home. It just takes one call to me at 647-206-6409. I offer a special assessment called the Total Home Safety Check where I can come to your house, pretty much diagnose your home, see what you need for safety and help you, give you some prices, and you'll know how much it's going to cost, usually $89.95. Want to give it away for free for the first three callers this week. So please call me directly, 647-206-6409.
Regardless of what you're going to do, do it once and do it right when you deal with Daniel Wiskin, Greater Toronto Accessibility, 647-206-6409. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Marilyn.
And now our hour together for today is almost over. This morning, we explored the lessons hidden within Alice in Wonderland, and we reflected on National Workaholics Day. And at first glance, these topics may have seemed unrelated, but they're more connected than they appear. Alice reminds us that life is full of unexpected twists and turns. We don't always know what's around the next corner. We don't always have a map. Sometimes we find ourselves in unfamiliar territory and we're wondering what comes next. And National Workaholics Day, while it reminds us that while hard work is important, life is about more than just checking things off a to-do list. The truth is that many of us wear busyness like a badge of honor. We're proud to say we're busy. We fill every hour. We answer emails late at night. We keep our phones within our reach at all times. We tell ourselves that we'll slow down later. But later, well, it doesn't always arrive. In fact, the research on overwork is sobering. The World Health Organization and the International Labor Organization found that long working hours contributed to approximately 745,000 deaths worldwide in a single year due to stroke and heart disease. They also found that people who regularly work 55 hours or more a week have a significantly higher risk of stroke and heart disease compared to those who are working more standard hours. Perhaps most surprising is that the effects of overwork often don't show up immediately. The consequences can appear years, even decades later. In other words, our bodies keep score. Sleep matters, rest matters, relationships matter, laughter matters, taking time for ourselves matters. And the good news is that balance is something that we all can create for ourselves. Balance doesn't mean doing less. It means doing what matters most. It means making time for work and making time to live well. It means understanding that success isn't measured only by what we accomplish, but also by the relationships we nurture, the memories we create, and the joy we experience along the way. As we heard this morning, a balanced life supports our physical health, our emotional well-being, and our ability to enjoy the years ahead. And perhaps that's where Alice offers us one final lesson. Let's remember her conversation with the Cheshire Cat. When Alice doesn't know where she wants to go, the cat tells her that any road will do. But once we decide where we want to go, then our choices begin to matter. Our habits begin to matter. Our priorities begin to matter. The direction of our lives becomes something we influence rather than something that just we allow to happen to us. So as we move through this coming week, I invite you to think about your destination. What kind of life do you want to create? What goals would you like to achieve? What relationships deserve more attention? What dreams have you placed on hold? And what small step can you take this week to move closer to the life you want? We don't have to make giant leaps. A small step, a baby step, is enough. We can make one phone call, take one walk, make one healthy choice, have one good conversation, do one act of kindness, have one new idea, make a decision to make ourselves a priority. Baby steps, small steps, taken consistently, create meaningful change. And if life throws us a curve, we can remember the image we discussed at the beginning of this show. Because trees survive storms when they bend, they adapt, they move with the wind, and we can do the same. Nothing in life is written in stone. We can change our direction. We can learn. We can reboot. We can begin again and again if necessary. No matter our age, no matter our circumstances, no matter where we find ourselves today, we can make a difference to our life. Before we say goodbye, it's time to say thank you. Thank you to the service providers, healthcare workers, and caregivers. And thank you to Ian, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to our From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And thank you to all of you who joined us this hour. And thank you, a very special thank you, to those of you who do more than simply listen. Thank you to those of you who think about what they've heard, who ask questions, who reach out for information, who take action, who make changes, who continue learning, and who choose to live their best life. Please remember that if you need help in any of the areas we've discussed today, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. We're a phone call or an email away. You'll find our contact information on the sponsor expert list, which is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Just click on radio and you'll see the sponsor expert list.
And if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me directly. And I'll be glad to speak to you and connect you with the right expert. Just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. And please do plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. And until then, do stay curious, keep learning, keep asking why, keep taking steps towards your goals, even baby steps. Make room for work, but make room for life as well. And remember, like those trees that bend in the wind, we all can adapt to change, find new directions, and continue moving forward. Have a wonderful week, and keep taking steps toward the life you want. I look forward to speaking to you again next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye-bye.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.